All right, let's check in now with WOR's Alice Stockton Rossini down at the Spotted Pig. Now, Alice, I have lived in that neighborhood for 25 years, and I've been to the Spotted Pig a number of times. What's the action there this morning in the wake of these allegations?
It's a beautiful little restaurant. I love it. It's you know, all the plants and the flowers outside and the tree around the seated area, and the woman named Wendy walking around the street. She's been in the neighborhood for 45 years. There's not much she does. She probably knows where you live, Michael, because she was pointing out, you know who lives here? Lauren Bush. You know who lives here? Yeah, Rachel Maddow. You know who lives down there? You know who owned that building? Annie Leibovitz. I can't believe you live in this neighborhood. And she said that there have been rumors floating around for a very long time.
Well, I mean, this isn't the first that I heard of it last night either. I mean, it has been, there were rumors around the neighborhood, you know.
That he was not a nice guy.
Yeah. You know, neighborhood people don't go there just for hamburger.
There's more for sale there than hamburger.
I don't know anything about another neighborhood, but there, I know where the bodies are buried here.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, who is this lady? She should write a book.
I've lived there 25 years. I've never heard anything about Mario Batali down there.
Well, maybe you're just not paying attention, Michael. I don't know. You know, for all I know, she just, you don't know. When people are willing to talk to us in a neighborhood like this, it's astounding because it's very difficult in a neighborhood like this, very upper class, for people to say much of anything because they hate the attention. They don't want the news trucks here. But I did talk to one lady who couched her words so carefully.
Oh, I'm terribly surprised. He's a neighbor, a wonderful community member, and no doubt we'll see better from him in the future.
So you have high hopes for him.
Okay.
What you know of him, he's a decent guy.
I have faith in our criminal justice system, and I believe that, you know, if you know, he engaged in criminal activity, that he'll be held accountable.
Wow, she's tap dancing around, huh?
Totally.
Yeah, exactly. And let's go back to Wendy for a minute. Not only is she annoyed about the shenanigans of Mario Batali, but how this restaurant, she believes, is trying to take over the neighborhood.
Firstly, they're paying off I don't know who in the city because there's not enough room to walk on the sidewalk, and that's illegal.
Okay.
The second thing is there's a tow-away zone right where that car is parked. And why is there a tow-away zone?
Wendy, wow, she should run for mayor of the West Village.
She's got to be the head of the community service board down there.
I have no idea, but Michael, I mean, you are familiar. The sidewalk here is, they've got like plants and trees and...
Yes, Alice, that's a good point that Wendy makes, though, because I have noticed it's practically a greenhouse there. You can get your gardening equipment when you go by the Spotted Pig, and they have taken over that whole corner there with their benches and their plants, and people are always spilling out into the streets.
Right. So I went into the restaurant because I noticed that there were a lot of hubbub, people getting ready for the day. And I said, listen, I know, you know, all of us were outside talking to people. I just want to give you a chance to respond if you'd like to say something. And they looked at me and said, get out. And then the restaurant manager came out and she said, you know, these allegations, you know, they happened so long ago, but nonetheless, our staff is shaken by this and HR is on its way down here to comfort. Our employees who are just so upset. They're so rattled by all of this that they can barely work. And I'm looking at her going, are you kidding me?
I know.
I mean, really?
You should have said, hey, can I reserve the rape room upstairs for a private party?
Yeah. I'd like to go up there. I want to check it out.
Yeah.
Alice,
yeah, did you sneak up there?
I don't think so.
With my blue light. You know, that light that shows up everything.
Yeah, it shows stains. Hey, I, you know, if Guinness gave a record, you know, for reporters who were told to get out, I think you'd be right up there, Alice. I mean, you are booted out of some of the nicest places over the years.
I would just like to make as much money as Michael so I can live in the West Village next door to Rachel Maddow.
Alice, I bought my apartment 25 years ago when nobody was living down there.
I know. I remember when there was nothing here except that chocolate shop on Hudson Street, Jacques whatever.
Oh, yeah.
There was nothing down here. I mean, we're going back like 25 years.
Hey, Alice, when Wendy was running through all the celebrities that lived down there, at what point did she get to Riedel?
That's exactly. I knew you were going to say that, Len.
I didn't want to disappoint you.
You know what? He's on the radio, so he can be incognito. That's the good thing about being on the radio.
Actually, I ordered a coffee the other day in my little local coffee shop, and they say, hey, I listen to you every morning.
Really?
Yes.
Well, hello. Nice. Give the shout out to the coffee shop. This is very nice.
It was the Elk.
The Elk.
Go to the Elk, yeah.
The Elk.
Can I get a free coffee?
Maybe. Go. Tell them who you are, Alice. They listen to you.
Alice, is the bar open at the Spotted Pig?
No. Can I try to go in?
All right.
Until noon. All right, guys.
Thanks, Alice.
Food,
see ya.
The food is good at the Spotted Pig, but it's really not my scene. It's too chic. It's too hot.
You didn't tell me you hang out with Rachel Maddow down there.
I don't hang out with
Village.
Rachel Maddow.
She's a neighbor of yours. She left out Hugh Jackman, Wendy.
Hugh Jackman
lived down there?
Hugh Jackman lives there. And Matt Harvey used to live there before he moved to Cincinnati.
Well, he'll love Cincinnati. It's a fine place.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they got any Spotted Pig restaurants in Cincinnati.
But this 60 Minutes reporter, it wasn't just the unknown. They had several women on there last night, yeah. Michael.
He would ask to wrestle with me. He would try to grab me. He's a monster.
Really, a monster?
I think Mario Batali is a monster. He has been lauded as this incredible chef and this leader. But behind the scenes, he is hurtful and he does not respect women.
Well, I wonder what this NYPD investigation will look like, because as we've seen in many of these, for example, how long have we heard now that New York, Los Angeles, and London police are looking into Harvey Weinstein?
Months.
Nothing. So, I mean, I think these things are very, as you mentioned earlier this morning, very tough to nail down, right?
The woman sounds totally credible to me, but when you say things like, I found myself on his lap, I was kissing him, well, no, he was kissing me, and after that it's all foggy and I go blank, that's hard to nail somebody on that kind of vagueness of a testimony, I think.
This is one of the other women who spoke last night.
He lunged forward, he grabbed my face, he started kissing me very sort of sloppily. He pulled up my shirt, he put his hands on me, and I felt frozen.
Her name is Erin Fine. I guess so. When they named the Spotted Pig, they were naming it after Batali.
Here's the question, though. I wonder if people, well, Natalie, you can weigh in on this. Are people going to boycott these restaurants because of these allegations against him? Are you not going to go to Italy, which is his flagship empire? Don't know.
Don't know. That's a great question. I don't know if people would not.
I was at Italy the other day, and it was jam-packed with people.
Well, you know, the Weinstein Movie Company is kaput, so